This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the most rotten, no goodest, craziest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio. You know, the pastors, everybody's trying to get me off the air. Kern's filed so many complaints. And I find out today that Kern filed to try to buy the radio stations if the FCC takes them away from an entertainment media trust. Now, what a asswipe, no good son of a bitch that is. Going to try to do some stupid crap like that. Never going to happen. But that just shows you how rotten some politicians are, and especially a faggot bastard like Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman. Now, I guess he'd get the radio stations. He wouldn't ask me to come on. I've asked him through his secretaries, several hundred times. Come on and defend yourself, you stupid, ignorant bastard. But see, they don't want anybody. They'll get a radio station and they'll kiss everybody's ass and talk nice about everybody. You people get tired of that political correctness. I mean, it's all over the country. We need some more radio stations like KQQZ that'll tell the truth. And if it pisses people off, to hell with it. It'll just piss people off. Now, I know I'm going to get some heat, and I like heat, so I don't really care. Elijah Cummings, dead at 68. The congressman from Baltimore. Baltimore had record 200 homicides this year, a record 200 homicides, and it's 2019 is not even over. Remember President Trump called it a crap hole and talked how bad Baltimore was, and Baltimore is bad. Baltimore is dangerous. But see, people don't want to hear that when they say, tell me the truth. I want the truth. They don't want the truth. But anyway, he criticized Baltimore and Cummings. Cummings is a no-good son of a bitch, and he's dead. And you people have heard me before. I will never go to a funeral, and I've said it several times. I will never go to a funeral of someone who I didn't like, who I disrespected. I would not disrespect them in death by going to their funeral, by talking good about them. But every time somebody dies, you see it on television. Oh, he was such a good guy. Well, he killed 500 people. Yeah, but he kept his grass cut, and he always waved as he was driving down the street, I guess, to go to kill 500 people. But he was always nice to me. You never hear a son of a bitch on the radio or television being interviewed say, boy, that neighbor was a no-good piece of crap. I'm glad he's dead. Now, you know a lot of them are thinking that. Now, Trump, I'm kind of disappointed in Trump. He sent out a letter of condolences to Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings wanted Trump impeached, wanted Trump probably killed at the end of the day. I mean, that's how bad they hate Trump. Now, if Trump would have said, hey, my condolences to the family, I understand. But now, see, Trump's trying to be politically correct. And don't do that, President Trump. Stay tall as a man. If you don't like somebody when they're alive, don't disrespect them and talk nice about them when they're dead. And this Elijah Cummings, what a piece of crap he was. And again, I feel sorry for his family. But now if somebody gets pissed about talking about another black guy, no, I don't give a damn if he was white. I'd have said the same thing. I think he's a piece of crap. He fought to get Trump impeached, lied on all these committee hearings. And of course, he's the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? That tells you what a racist he is. And I don't give a damn what anybody says. If you're a member of the Black Caucus, Black Miss America, Black Entertainment Television, Black Sorority, Black College, Black whatever, you're a racist by trade. You're a racist because you want to separate yourself from the white community. When you want to separate yourself from the white community, but if you want to be part of the white community, then you become part of the white community. And as always, keep the proud blacks out of the equation. But this Elijah Cummings, he's dead. Feel sorry for his family. Feel sorry for him. I don't even want my enemies to perish because I want to aggravate them. I want to aggravate them, not to literal death, but I want to aggravate them to death. And you know what I'm talking about. But Cummings was sick. He had a lot of heart problems, battling health problems. 2017, he got real sick. And he got feeling better. I'm coming back stronger. He's like Bernie Sanders. Man, when you're that old and that sick, you don't have to be a politician. But see, if you're not called a congressman, if you're not called a senator, if you don't have a title in front of your name, some of these bastards think they're irrelevant. And if they're irrelevant, they're irrelevant whether they have a senator before their name or a congressman before their name. And you people have heard me a thousand times. These bastards think they're better than everybody. You know, they put their pants on the same way we do. They take a crap, they urinate the same way we do. But for some reason, these politicians really think they're important. And Elijah Cummings was one of them. He really thought he was something, going to pound down the gavel, and yeah, we're going to take care of this, and we're going to do this. He was a no-good bastard. He was a no-good bastard when he was alive, and he's not any better. He's not any better now that he's gone. Doesn't make him any better because you die. Doesn't make you better at all because you die. If you die, you die. If you were a rotten son of a bitch when you were alive, when you're laying there dead, you're still a rotten son of a bitch. Now, I know that's not the politically correct thing to say or to do, but that's the way it is. I'm not going to be politically correct. I don't want to be politically correct. I want to tell it the way it is. And you people know the same thing. You've had people that die that you, well, maybe I better talk nice about them now that they're dead. No, never, never, never be a hypocrite. If you can't say something nice about somebody or don't want to say something nice about somebody, or if somebody is a real no good son of a bitch when he's alive, he's no better when he's dead. He's just a dead no good son of a bitch. But I see where everybody all throughout the country, all this powerful House Democrat who represented Baltimore for over 20 years, and they said he was a vocal critic of President Trump. Bull crap. He hated President Trump. He wasn't a vocal critic. And then you got Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer says Nancy jumped out of a meeting with Trump because Trump called her a third-rate politician, and he wasn't focusing on the facts. That's what Schumer said about Trump. Well, what about all you bastard Democrats? And I'm not taking up for the Republicans. I'm taking up for what I believe to be right. What about all you Democrats talking about Trump with a no good son of a bitch? He's a communist. He's a this. His family's a no good. That's okay for you Democrats to call him everything but a white man. But as soon as Trump says that Pelosi, and I'm pissed off at Trump. She's not a third rate politician. She's about a 10th rate politician. He was trying to be nice to her. But they all jump everybody's ass when Trump says something about them. But when they talk about Trump, when they talk about his administration, man, you'd think it was Hitler. You'd think it was Hitler running our country. But having said that, I just thought I would bring this up because it just pisses me off. Elijah Cummings, what a great man. No, he wasn't a great man. There's no great men. There's men that do good things. There's no great men. Think about it. I love my father, but he wasn't great. He was a good man. But he was a great man. No, he wasn't a great man. He was a congressman. He was a racist congressman in Baltimore, Maryland, a bad, violent area that apparently he could do no good to save his community of Baltimore. But boy, he can sure try to get rid of Trump. These bastards all spend all day and all night trying to get rid of Trump, rather than doing something for our country. And you think about it, at the end of the day, these bastards make mistakes. They never want to admit they make a mistake, but they do. But anyway, we'll get off this, but I just want to say my condolences to the Elijah Cummings family. But Elijah, if you're wherever the hell you're at, probably down in hell, because I don't think you were good enough to make it to heaven. And I'll see you there when I come down there. But, you know, hate to see you die, but you were a piece of crap when you were breathing, and you're laying there on the morgue table, and you're just as big a piece of crap now. And it's not because you're black, because if you were white, if Chuck Schumer was laying there, I'd say the same thing about Chuck Schumer. I wouldn't wish him death. I wish everybody great health. I wouldn't wish his family to lose their father, grandfather, uncle. But Schumer's a piece of crap. And if he's a piece of crap when he's alive, he'll be a piece of crap when he's dead. Death doesn't make you a better person. Just makes you a more silent person. But for Cummings, had heart problems in 2017, but he's coming back strong. Well, he didn't come back too strong. But see, these guys never want to retire, because then they're no longer the congressman. Then they're no longer before the camera. Then they can't be big shots. Then they can't have fundraisers and get all that money and take all those trips. These politicians, the egotistical, no good son of a bitches. But I tell you what, with the congressional ratings down to 8%, I think, 8% of the people approve of our United States Congress. 8% people, that's 92%, give or take, that don't like what our congressmen are doing. But they continue to do it. They continue to do it. And Congressman Cummings served his district with dignity, integrity, compassion, humility. That's a damn lie. That's a damn lie. He said he believed in our democracy. He didn't believe in democracy when they're trying to railroad Trump. They know what the hell's going on. The Democrats have nothing to run on in this presidential election, so you know what they're going to do. They're going to run on impeaching Trump. And I think it's going to fail. And Trump's not a perfect guy. He's been good for the economy. I think he's been good for this country. But see, these politicians, they don't give a damn what's good for this country. They just give a damn what's good for their political party. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Well, Robert, good morning. How are you, sir?
Fine, sir.
Well, I can tell you what. You're not going to hell, man. But neither is Mr. Cummings. But I can tell you one thing. He ain't got a gavel no more to beat, because there's only one gavel in heaven. And yep. He ain't going to have it. But after saying that, I just couldn't wait till tomorrow. I don't know who writes the paycheck in your LLC, but I can tell you what, Kevin Slayton needs a raise, because that man has went through hell today talking to about two or three idiots about Mr. Cummings and Syria and everything else. And I'm just telling you, you got one hell of a guy working with you right there, brother.
Okay, well, I'm sure he will appreciate that, John. Thank you very much for his compliment.
But again, you're not going to hell.
Okay, well, John, thank you very much. I wish when you called, you were said you were God in telling me that. But you telling me that, John, I don't know. I'll take that with a grain of salt. But thank you very much for the concern. But everybody, remember these politicians don't earn these positions. They're given these positions by us through the electoral process. So don't ever think they're better than we are. You know, Kern and Sprague and these guys here in Illinois, they walk around like they're big shots. They don't know when people are pointing at them that they're talking bad about them. They don't know when people are talking about them, they're showing them total disgrace. They hate these politicians. All you people hate politicians. You won't come out and say it. Well, I can't say it. I got a job. My relative's got a job. I'll get in trouble. I'm not going to get in trouble. Stand up to these politicians. No violence. Never, never any violence. But tell them what you think. I tell them what I think all the time. Now, I've paid the price a few times. I've been knocked down a few times. But I tell you what, every time that I'm knocked down, I pick myself up. And I get in their face again, and they hate that. But anyway, Representative Elijah Cummings, I hope you do rest in peace. But I think you were a piece of crap when you were alive, and I think you're a piece of crap when you're dead. That's all I have to say. All I have to say about that. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I see these politicians in East St. Louis laid off 9 firefighters and they had to close the firehouse. And they're all crying. Oh, we've only got 2 firehouses going. And I tell you what, they need them there because there's so many fires and burnout houses. Maybe it's the electrical problem that they don't have electric to, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. Pretty soon there'll be no houses there. There'll be no town because they'll burn them down. But now the city, they're crying and trying to get some sympathy. Oh, it's a temporary layoff at this time, a temporary close of one of the fire stations. Because why? Because the city's fallen more than $2.2 million behind in contributions to the firefighters' pension fund. Where the hell did that $2.2 million go? There needs to be another criminal investigation. $2.2 million down. Now they collect that money. They're obligated to put that money in the pension fund, but they're $2.2 million down, and now they want to blame the firemen. They want to blame the fire union. Oh, you know what? The fire union, you know, they're demanding their money. Well, yeah, the families of those pension firefighters, they have to eat. They have to pay their bills. These politicians, I guarantee you, they're not losing a check. Why doesn't all the politicians in East St. Louis forego any kind of pay for the next year to help with this funding of the fire department personnel? No, they're not going to do that. You don't hear that from any of these ass white politicians. State of Illinois is down so far, but the state reps and state senators snuck in a raise for themselves last year. Remember that? Well, you may not remember, but I'm telling you, it happened. But now they're saying they're intercepting money from the city, and I think they should. I hate to see a fire station shut down. I hate to see 9 firemen laid off. But also, I hate to see a pensioned firefighter who has fought fires for 20, 30 years, who has bills to pay, who's waiting for his pension check to come in, that he worked for, that he earned and deserves. I hate to see that not come in and him not pay his bills, him not be able to feed his family. Let's think about that end. They said, the politician said, they understood the board's action, but warned the interception of that money would impact budgeting for city services. Well, you guys didn't think about that when you took that $2.2 million and instead of putting it in the fire pension fund, you put it somewhere else. You weren't crying when that happened. They're faced with a difficult task of reducing some services in order to meet their financial obligation. Well, sure they are. If they would have paid their bills, if they'd have kept their money up the way they were supposed to, they wouldn't be having this problem. Would not be having this problem. Now the guys that are laid off, they're pissed off, and I guess they should be because they have families. But the city says, I think that cuts should be done across the board, not just for public safety, but now you're talking to politicians. They don't think straight. They don't give a damn. They're only forced to put this money back in. If they weren't forced, guess what? It never happened. And it says that the East St. Louis Fire Department is one of the busiest fire departments in the Metro East. I think the East St. Louis Fire Department's probably one of the busiest fire departments in the whole country. All the fires of vacant houses, and there's a lot of vacant houses. Again, sooner or later, there'll be no people because there'll be no place for them to live unless they want to live in tents. But it amazes me how these politicians are crying. Oh, they're leaving the city unprotected. No, the firemen aren't leaving the city unprotected. The police aren't leaving the city unprotected. You politicians are leaving the city unprotected. Now, I know the police department had the same problem. Their pension fund was down, and I think they're getting ready to sue, or I think they're already putting money in the police pension fund. But isn't it amazing? We elect these people. We expect them to at least not be thieves, not to be criminals. We know most of them are incompetent and can't do their job, and that's okay. We've learned to live with that. Hell, we've all learned to live with that. But now, all of a sudden, they got to be criminals. They got to be criminals. Let's go ahead and take another call before break. Go ahead, Barry. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, got another proud black man talking to you.
All right, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, I was on my way to work today. I jumped on the highway, and I see a state trooper sitting on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
And I go down a little bit further, I see another state trooper pulling somebody over. And I'm like, on the highway at 6 o'clock in the morning, only nothing but proud black people and proud white people going to work. Why are you harassing those people? Why don't you go in the neighborhood down in Baton where I saw a couple transactions being made? I mean, that's where the police need to help at, not on the highway.
You know what, Barry? I agree with you, but here's what happens. They get federal grants, state grants, traffic grants, and these politicians, Barry, don't all put it against the police officers, because police officers can't do anything that the politicians don't instruct them to do. And I'm sure that there's the politicians are saying somewhere, hey, let's get out there and run some traffic. And these state policemen, I don't think they even like running traffic, Barry. I think they'd rather be out stopping out crime, but they do what they're told to do. So all you good people, when you see these police officers doing certain things, don't always, sometimes maybe, but don't always hold it against the police officers, because they're just doing what they're told to do. But hey, Barry, I agree with you. They ought to let the decent people, both proud white and proud black, get their asses to work and go to the criminal areas and get all these crap bums, both black and white. Let's throw their asses in jail. The town would be a lot safer, don't you think, buddy?
Yeah, and it's the politicians' fault. Like you said, it's the politicians' fault. They do what they told. But it's not rocket science. We know what's going on. There's no crime on the highway right now. So why are you putting money there trying to control some speeders that's trying to make a living to feed their family? Why don't you go in the neighborhood and bust these people that's breaking into people's cars in the morning and making transactions in the hood? You need those extra cops in the hood, not on the highway.
Hey, Barry, what did you do for a living, or what do you do for a living?
I work in the maintenance department at a high school in the city.
Let me tell you what, you need to be the chief of police, buddy, because you think like a normal person does. But we've got so many people in the higher echelons of the police department, and they no longer become policemen, Barry. They become politicians, and I think that's what hurts this whole community, don't you?
Yeah, the politicians are just destroying this country.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, you continue to be a proud black man. Get your butt to work, but let me give you some advice. Don't speed early in the morning or you'll get a ticket.
That's right. You have a good day, buddy.
Hey, Barry, thank you very much for the call. Now, there's a proud black man on his way to work and pissed off because the police are trying to give traffic tickets. And again, don't always blame the police officers. They're just doing their job. They're doing the job they're told to do. And again, I don't think any police officer really, I never did like to write traffic tickets. I want to go out there and stop the criminals. But on a side note, because they say I'm a racist, and I'm not, used to stop cars in the early 80s, and it'd be blacks run a stop sign, speeding. You just stop me because I'm black. No, ma'am. No, sir, when I first started. No, I'm stopping you because you were doing 45 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone, and I'm going to issue you a citation because our chief said go out there and ride traffic. I didn't tell the motorist that. After a while, it was, you just stopped me because I'm black. No, I stopped you because you ran 30 miles an hour through that stop sign and just about caused a wreck. So after a while, I'd stop them for speeding, for running through stop signs, just about causing wrecks, driving radically in the streets. You stopped me because I'm black. I says, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, that's exactly why I stopped you. Now here's your ticket. There wasn't no sense. You can't argue with these ignorant, stupid son of a bitches, both black and white. They're a bunch of idiots. You can't argue with them, so why even try? Why try to argue with some stupid? That's like trying to argue with a camel walking down the street or a cat walking down the street. You can't argue with them because they just don't understand. And that's the way some stupid people are. They just don't understand. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek. the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, as always. And we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the most controversial, rottenest bastard you'll ever hear on the radio. Don't know for how much longer, but they can kiss my ass. They can kiss my ass all along the way if they know what I mean. And I really think that they do. Gardner, that nigger racist bitch from St. Louis, not a proud black lady, a nigger racist bitch, everybody knows it. I'm the only one that'll say it on the air, but everybody knows it, both black and white. She hired that ex-captain, Ron Johnson, from the Missouri Highway Patrol. You remember old Captain Ron Johnson? He walked with the protesters while they were tearing down the town of Ferguson, burning it down, destroying the town of Ferguson. This asswipe, stupid, no good son of a bitch walked with them. That shows you what he thinks about law enforcement. And you know, he must not think much about law enforcement to take a job with Garner, because she's a no good, Kim Gardner, a no good piece of incompetent nigger crap. And you can get pissed for me saying that, but that's a fact. Gardner wants diverse rhetoric in the community. No, she wants the blacks to take over. She wants to destroy the whites. Everybody knows that. Not many people will say it, but everybody knows it. If you know something, have the guts to say it. But she hired this guy as a consultant, will serve the circuit attorney's office as part of a $50,000 contract to his consulting firm. He said he started the business after retiring from the state police. I tell you what, he wasn't much of a state trooper, and there's a lot of great Missouri state troopers, but he wasn't one of them. I would believe that they're probably happy as hell that he's gone. But Kim Gardner hired Captain Ron Johnson, joined the St. Louis Prosecutor's Office. You notice when they had all these hearings on Guyton's, the ex-governor, she always brought in blacks. Never brought in any whites. She always ran the whites, the competent whites, out of the circuit attorney's office and replaced them with blacks. Nobody said that was racist. Nobody but Bob Romanek, but that is racist. We all know it, but we sit back and take it. She's going to totally, not single-handedly, because we have to put the politicians in the mix, but she's going to help destroy that city of St. Louis. There's so much violence in there now. She's worried about all this crap, worried about all the crime in North St. Louis, Kim Gardner. No, you're not capable. All you're capable of doing is running your nigger-ass mouth all over the city. All you are capable of telling 18, 20, 30 white police officers that you won't take any of their cases, which hurts the whole city of St. Louis, police officers and citizens. All you're doing is hurting the city of St. Louis, Kim Gardner. You know it. Everybody knows it. But because you're black, you're going to get away with it? What kind of crap? What kind of crap is that? Go ahead, William. You're on the dark side.
Hello. You're in fine voice today, Bob.
Well, thank you.
I'm calling. I listen to you very frequently. A lot of times I don't agree with you, but
okay.
I do right. You say what you want when you want. That's what America's all about.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Go right ahead.
Well, I think that when you're always quantifying nigger, but not the proud black people, the crackers, but not the white, the proud white people. I think that there's a word for a cracker, a nigger, a spit. You know, these people are cowards. They never approach you. When they rob somebody, they're either in group, you know, outnumbering the individual, or they have a gun or some type of weapon. They never face their victims face-to-face, man-to-man. And then you also have the people who sit around and watch this happen, never call the police, never say anything, and then lament, whoa, what's going on with our country? And what it is they're just cowards. They need to speak up, or we can end all this garbage.
Well, you know what, William, I agree with you, and thanks for the call. They need to speak up, but we also need politicians to take our money, our tax dollars, and put in the right places, put in public service. Get people in public service that's going to do for everybody, not just for the political arm of whoever had them hired. But I do agree with you, William, but see, when you say cowards, you still have to separate. That's why I separate the proud blacks from the niggers and the proud whites from the crackers and the hunkies, because I think they deserve that. A proud man, proud woman, get out there, bust his ass, get up in the morning, go to work. You heard Barry earlier. The police going to get all the hardworking people, write them tickets. But these people get up, they support their families, they take care of their families, they try to do right. Those are proud people. And I want to separate the proud blacks from the niggers, and I do want to separate the proud whites from the crackers and the hunkies. And you're right, we could call them cowards, but if I say the black cowards and the white cowards, the niggers would say, hey, he's a racist. You're a racist, William, and everybody else, especially white, and you know it, if you criticize a nigger for anything. If you criticize a nigger for anything, you're a racist. But see, they've worn that word out, racist. Now they went to white supremacy, white privilege, and they'll wear that out eventually. And after they wear that out, then they'll go to something else. Hey, I want to say Belleville. All the corruption. Mark Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville. Front page, top fold in a couple days ago paper. Murals add color to Belleville space. They're putting murals on some of the walls on the buildings in Belleville, and it's taking Belleville from a bedroom community, a sleeping bedroom suburb, and making its own destination. Oh yeah, after I jump over the dead bodies and all the robberies and the rapes and the home invasions and the dope pushing and the carjackings, I'll jump over all that to see the Belleville Mural Project Committee. That committee, now they're not there to stop out crime. They're there to put pretty pictures on the wall so when somebody gets raped, robbed, killed, it'll be in a nice area because there'll be a mural on the wall. With all the crime going on in St. Clair County, all the crime going on in Belleville, and some people, especially the politicians, Romantic, you're scaring everybody. Well, unlike a politician who would rather lose a life than lose a vote, I want to make a difference. If I scare you, if I piss you off, that's fine. But just please beware of what's going on in Belleville. It's not safe, and it's the niggers. You can say what you want. It's the niggers. These violent bastards come up from East St. Louis. They've done destroyed East St. Louis. The proud blacks have moved out of Belleville. The proud whites are trying to get out, and the niggers are coming up the hill. They've got an area about 4th and East Main, they've got a little gazebo, And I saw 8 or 10, they weren't proud blacks because it was 1 in the afternoon, smoking dope right off Main Street in Belleville. Nobody gives a damn because, see, they're black, and if you arrest them for committing a crime, you're racist. I'm so tired of that crap. But anyway, Belleville is going to be safe, people, because murals are coming up. And it's going to be a nice community because you can see all the murals coming up as you're driving, moving your moving van out of town. It's amazing. It is totally, totally amazing. I see Representative Lewis coming to the East St. Louis NAACP banquet. Of course, the East St. Louis NAACP banquet, they always have it over a nice hotel in St. Louis. It's $500, I think, $300. Tickets range a VIP seat for $125. Now, you're going to get a lot of people in East St. Louis can afford that. You're going to get next to none. All you're going to get is these sleazy, greasy politicians and the white people that go there because they think they have to. There's many white people. And I used to go to the convention because the guy I drove for, I bodyguarded for, Francis Touche, he had to go, so I had to go. And there was as many white people, and they're sitting there doing whatever and saying whatever. But they're recognizing what really got me. They're recognizing, now listen to this, 400th anniversary of the arrival of enslaved Africans in America. Now, the niggers don't want any statues up for any white guy that ever owned a slave, but now, because it hurt them, it hurts deep down. But they're going to have a commemorative ceremony for the 400th anniversary of the arrival of enslaved Africans in America. Why do they want to keep bringing that up? Because it doesn't hurt them if they want to talk about it. It doesn't hurt them if they want to bring something up. But don't let a white guy bring something up. Don't have a white statue out there for a guy 200 years ago because maybe back in the day he did own a few slaves. Just because people own slaves don't mean they hurt them. Sometimes slaves were probably treated better than the people that in the family. But anyway, Representative Lewis, the congressman out of Georgia, another racist bastard who's coming after Trump. They've got athletic awards. They're going to have athletic awards. I see nothing in here in this article about scholastic awards. You know that? I see everybody here, they're going to have Rene Knott. He's a KSDK television reporter. They're going to have Kelly Hoskin. She's a KTVI television reporter. They're going to have 4 or 5 others. They're going to have awards go to LaToya Greenwood, St. Clair County Circuit Judge Zena Cruz, Bernadette Officer. You notice all of them, Tyresha Jones, Treasurer of St. Louis, Lifetime Achievement Awards, to all black. Why do they have to be all black? Why do all of the news commentators, why do the MCs have to be all black? Where's the diversification now? Hey, NAACP, Stanley Franklin, you piece of crap, you racist piece of crap. I've tried to get you to call 500 times and you never call. Where's the diversity there? All black. Could you have one white? Now, if it was all white, I guarantee you, there wouldn't be all white. There'd be 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 blacks just to keep it politically correct. But see, the niggers don't have to be politically correct, people. White people have to be politically correct. You know that. But the niggers, the proud blacks, have to be politically correct. But not the niggers, not the crackers, not the hunkies, not the bad people in both sides of the racial aisle. They don't have to be politically correct. We're just happy that they don't come in and kill somebody, rape somebody, rob somebody, sell dope, carjack your car in the parking lot when you're leaving the NAACP banquet. Now, it pisses me off. They all come together and they all talk about the civil rights movement of the 1960s. They talk about 400 years of enslaved Americans coming over. They talk about all kind of civil rights and the civil rights icons that are going to be there. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that they can push the black community? And I'm all for it. They should be proud and black. But when the whites push the white community, then we're white supremacists, we're white racist, we have all this white privilege. I'm so tired of that crap, they can kiss my white ass. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side, the last segment. We spoke about the Fort Worth police officer who shot this lady in her home. And now it's coming out that, number one, she had a gun. Her nephew said that she was afraid and had a gun in her hand. And it says that the police officer weren't called for a safety check. They weren't called for a well-being check. They were called and saw it as a potential burglary because a neighbor said the door had been open for quite some time and hadn't seen any activity, and both cars were in the parking lot. So when these police officers go up to the scene, they're thinking maybe it's a burglary in progress. Maybe the person has a gun, and these police officers want to protect themselves. See, you never hear all the facts starting off. But now this man's been charged with murder. That's a good charge to be charged with because they'll never convict him of murder. He had no intent in killing that gal. He didn't wake up in the morning, hey, I'm going to go to Black Gal's house and kill her. She had a gun. All the circumstances together, I think you'll see that there's a lot more to this story. And the neighbor said, never. They never have both doors open, but guess what? Both doors were open. So these police officers, it wasn't a wellness check. It was a potential burglary, a potential crime. That's what was in their head when they went to the scene. Tomorrow, we don't have enough time today. I'm going to talk about this racist, no good bastard, Leonard Pitts from the Miami Herald. Even being home while black can get you killed. That's in big, bold, highlighted letters. Even being home while black can get you killed. When I say why? Why when you see black people, do we see often, we don't see what there is? I don't understand what he's even saying, do you? When you see black people, do we so often see what it isn't there? See, they can spiel all this crap. They can talk all this racial crap because they're black. But he's talking about this Fort Worth situation. And it says, bosses and everybody tend to look at black people, not as potential employees, but just as black people. Everybody, it says here, looks at black people because of the color of their skin. And that's not true, but some people do because, see, the niggers push that color of their skin. Cause I'm black. Cause I'm black. Cause I'm black. A lot of time, it is the nigger's fault because people do see them as black because they sit there, in essence, with a sign walking around just like Black Lives Matter. Hey, I'm black. Look at me. Don't give me any crap because then you'll be a racist under every and any circumstance. But even being home while black can get you killed. They're talking about Fort Worth. Once again, what do I say? They bring up the few situations where a white maybe have done something wrong. They want to emphasize that time after time after time. They don't want to emphasize all the black on black crime. They don't want to emphasize all the black on white crime. But let it be a white on black crime, and man, it's all over the papers. As always, people, it's time to go. So let's continue to expose not just the ass white politicians, but all the bad in this country, all the bad in this world. Let's expose them. Let's quit being politically correct. Politically correct will get you nothing but in trouble or maybe hurt or even killed. So let's be real. Let's be realist. And let's speak the truth. Let's speak the truth, whether it's unfiltered or not. The truth is always the truth. And that's what you'll continue day in and day out to hear here. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks living underneath the rocks, slimy, greasy, snake-like bastards. Let's expose them. And at the end of the day, for the good of all of us, for the good of this great country, let's destroy them. Let's destroy them once and for all. As always, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.